Well, hello and welcome to our weekly podcast. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Had a good week. We went on an exciting after-school trip to the beach yesterday,
didn't we? We went to see your, well, our mates, not your mates.
Yeah.
Our mates, Jude and Dave, at the beach, which was fun. Joe slightly beached over, a bit hungover this morning, but all good. We are in the Book of Acts, and we are bringing you this podcast to help us, during the week, think about all the amazing things that we're learning through the Book of Acts. Lisa, do you want to give us a little recap of the last 2 weeks?
Yes, we've had a really good last 2 weeks. So the first week, we were looking at the healing of the lame man. And how through Jesus he was healed. It was through Jesus' name that Peter and John healed him.
Yeah. And he was walking and leaping. It was that funny. Come on.
And then last week we were looking at for all people. So we were looking at the story.
What story were we listening
to? My mind's gone totally blank.
Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. Great teacher there, Lisa. No, joking. Yeah, and that's what we're going to be thinking about a bit more today. It's from Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40. And we'll read that again in a little bit, thinking about how through Jesus, for all people, God is doing something amazing. And we're building up what salvation is, aren't we?
Yeah.
But here's a question for everyone listening in and for you here, Lisa. What is the furthest place that you have visited? Are you that good at geography to think in your mind how far places are from each other? Because I'm not.
Well, no, it's not more that I'm not very well-travelled, I suppose. Or not. It's not that distant. Probably.
Where's your best holiday? What's your...
Oh, that's a tricky one. Best holiday, I'd say Cornwall, easily.
Yeah.
I love Cornwall.
Love
holidays.
Cornwall, yeah. Well, even people from Cornwall can come to know Jesus.
probably furthest... is Bosnia. I'm not sure that's a holiday, but that's where I've been.
Our little mission trips that we did.
Yeah.
No, that's good. Furthest for me is probably Israel.
Oh, wow. That's pretty far.
I think. Yeah. But explorers, where have you been? Where's the furthest place that you've been? Who in the car or listening in the kitchen, who's the person who's travelled the furthest? You might want to quiz your mum and dad about where they've been in their lives on their holidays. So a couple of minutes, where's the furthest you've been? How far have you travelled around the world? So, I wonder where all our explorers have been on their holidays.
I know. We could have a King's Church or an explorer's map and see what places we've explored.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which places of the world that we visited to. I wonder who actually has been the furthest. Find out on Sunday. Anyway, quick game. Again, on our theme of the world and Jesus being for all people, I've got 10 different ways you can say hello in different languages.
Great.
Okay, and Lisa, and those listening at home, see if you can guess where these, what languages this is. So this is how you say hello in different languages.
Okay.
Number one. Diddly 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 do. Hello.
Phil did a nice little wave there. not watching at home. Do it again.
Hello.
Gonna go with German.
It is Germany. Oh, well done. Brilliant. Well done. Okay, number two. Hey.
Swedish.
It is Swedish.
Hey. It's like H-E-J. Is that how you spell it?
Yeah, but it's hey. Okay, how about this one? Okay, what about this one? Stratsvoyager.
Russian.
It is Russian.
Oh, very.
That sounds very Russian, though.
It does sound.
Stratsvoyager.
Yeah.
How about Mahaba?
gonna say Eastern.
Mahaba.
No, not sure.
It's Turkish, that one.
Turkish.
Turkish. Did you get that at home? Turkish. Oh, easy one. Shalom.
Hebrew.
Hebrew, that's dead easy. Bonjour.
French.
You always like the way it says.
It frustrates me. You can tell Phil didn't do French at school.
Okay. Hola.
Spanish.
Well, actually, I was going for Portuguese. But Spanish is hola. I think that's it.
What about this one? G'day, mate.
Nice. Australian. But there you go. How many did you get at home? I wonder how many languages people can speak at home. Is there any hidden talents in parents? Or what languages are you learning at school as well? That'd be interesting to hear about.
Yeah.
Tell us on Sunday when we meet in Explorers. Whoop, whoop. Okay. We are going to hear the passage now, Lisa. I think I am reading this one. So we're going to read Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40. This is the story of the Ethiopian who comes to know Jesus. Now, an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of the Candake, which means the Queen of Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, "Go to that chariot and stay near it." Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. "Do you understand what you're reading?" Philip asked. "How can I?" he said, "unless someone explains it to me." So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. This is the passage of scripture that the eunuch was reading. "He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?" Then Philip began with the very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. As they travelled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What can stand in the way of me being baptized?" And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Philip, however, appeared at Azotus and travelled about preaching the gospel in all the towns until he reached Caesarea. I love that story.
It's amazing. We had a great time on Sunday.
Yeah. I like how the Philip is running alongside a chariot. It's just so funny, isn't it?
And you, I always imagined it to be going really fast, but actually, it might not have been. It might have been going quite steady.
Apparently, it was a luxurious chariot. So, because he was a Chancellor of the Exchequer, which is kind of a big position in government, it would have been like a limo today, but kind of the limo version of a chariot pulled by big, heavy bulls, not horses. So there you go. Fun facts for you about the chariot.
There you go.
But it's just funny how his head would have been bobbing along. For the eunuch. It's like, who's that running across? Anyway. So Lisa, you were in Explorers on Sunday.
Yeah.
With the little ones.
Yeah.
What were you doing about the Ethiopian?
We were learning this story, and I think just looking obviously through the book of Acts and seeing how Jesus' church grew, and it's just really exciting to see another part of how it grew. That God used Philip to go and share this story with this man. But one thing we did look at was how this man's job made him really trustworthy. He would have been a really important part of Ethiopia, wouldn't he? And he was a really important man, and actually him going back then, knowing this amazing story about Jesus and sharing it with the Queen and with all the people, who knows how many people became Christians because of that story. And I just find that really exciting and wonderful that, like, we are just small people in the world, but think about all your friends and your family and all the people around you. And actually, if you're sharing Jesus with them, who knows what might happen?
Exactly.
Like, God is working, isn't he?
Yeah.
And that's really exciting.
And what one person will one day have a huge influence on such a massive group of people. No, totally. Nah, good thought. Good thought. I'm always struck by the fact that he was, obviously from Ethiopia.
Yeah.
Which is, in Bible times, which is the ancient land of Cush.
Okay.
And there's so many Old Testament prophecies about how one day Cush will be welcomed in and people and nobles from the land of Egypt and from Cush will come to God one day.
Yeah.
And here we have this story of this
happening.
Actually happening.
Yeah.
And if you're a Jew at that time, you'd be thinking, whoa, all these Old Testament prophecies are coming true. There's people from the land of Cush, from Ethiopia, calling out to God.
That's amazing.
It is cool. And what's fascinating and brilliant about the good news of Jesus, because it really is good news, is that this man, probably when he was at the temple, so he's coming away from the temple, probably would have felt some sense of being rejected.
Yeah.
You know, he's a foreigner. He wouldn't have been welcomed into the inner circle, probably. Mm-hmm. But here God literally is chasing after him through Philip.
Yeah.
And he's welcomed in. He gets baptized. He could not be closer to God. And although he doesn't fit the mold of the religious at that time, he's welcomed into the very heart of God. He's welcomed as one of God's people.
I guess that's just like all of us.
And it's just like all of us.
Yeah.
Like, by nature, we don't fit the mold. None of us are like God in any way.
Yeah.
I think there's a verse that says, there's no one who is good. And in our hearts, we were thinking about this last week.
Yeah.
We're rejected.
Yeah.
But through the cross, as Philip explains, through the Lord Jesus, God is opening up the door for all people to come to him. No matter who you are, no matter where you're from, all people, literally all, are welcomed into God's family, to be a part of God's family through the Lord Jesus and what he did on the cross. Which is just awesome, isn't it?
It's amazing.
So there we go.
We did,
God is... Oh, go on, you go.
No, go on. God is...
Through Jesus, for all people, and that's where we are. And next week, we're going to think about, on Sunday, we're going to think about no matter what you've done.
No matter what you've done.
And we're going to look at how Saul became Paul.
Brilliant. Great story.
Sorry, you were going to say something.
No, I was just going to say, I don't know if you remember, we were looking at inventions last time.
Inventions last week, we had some great inventions.
One of the suggestions from our explorers was to create a time machine, which sounds amazing, but I thought it was great because Philip actually had one this week.
Yes.
And got sent to Azotus. I don't know how that happened, but
no.
Must have had a time machine.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Time machine. Ask God to transport you. And there's your time machine.
Yeah.
I particularly like Polly's one. Polly's was funny.
Oh, what? Oh, hologram.
Polly wanted to create a hologram machine that made her look as if she was at school. So she would, there's a hologram of her at school, but she could be clearing off doing something else and the hologram. But then the hologram needed to be, you could be able to touch it and talk to it, which basically means she wants a clone of herself to do all her schoolwork for her.
Oh dear, great. Oh.
Anyway, yeah. But look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Yeah.
Explorers, hopefully, where we'll look at the conversion of Paul from Saul. But let's keep chatting about the Bible. What things did you see in that story? Maybe share them with your brother or sister or your mum and dad. What exciting things did you see in today's story with Philip and the Ethiopian? Have a read of Acts chapter 8 and have a good chat about it.
All right, we'll see you next week.
See you later, explorers.
Bye.